Brahman, O Brahmana, Yesham, of whom Gati, destination, Aham, I am, Para, the ultimate destination. O best of the Brahmanas, without saintly persons, for whom I am the only destination, I do not desire to enjoy my transcendental bliss and my supreme opulences. Purport. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is self-sufficient, but to enjoy His transcendental bliss, He requires the cooperation of His devotees. In Vrindavan, for example, although Lord Krishna is full of in Himself, He wants the cooperation of His devotees, like the coward boys and the gopis, to increase His transcendental bliss. Such pure devotees who can increase the pleasure potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead are certainly most dear to Him. Not only does the Supreme Personality of Godhead enjoy the company of His devotees, but because He is unlimited, He wants to increase His devotees unlimitedly. Thus He descends to the material world to induce the non-devotees and rebellious living entities to return home back to Godhead. He requests them to surrender unto Him, because unlimited as He is, He wants to increase His devotees unlimitedly. The Krishna consciousness movement is an attempt to increase the number of pure devotees of the Supreme Lord more and more. It is certain that a devotee who helps in this endeavor to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead becomes indirectly a controller of the Supreme Lord. Although the Supreme Lord is full in six opulences, He does not feel transcendental bliss without His devotees. An example that may be cited in this regard is that if a very rich man does not have sons in a family, he does not feel happiness. Indeed, sometimes a rich man adopts a son to complete his happiness. The science of transcendental bliss is known to the pure devotee. Therefore, the pure devotee is always engaged in increasing the transcendental happiness of the Lord. Om Agyanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshirum Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Shtapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Bandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavanishvari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataro Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyayivacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Translation again. O best of the Brahmanas, without saintly persons, for whom I am the only destination, I do not desire to enjoy my transcendental bliss and my supreme opulences. So although the Lord is Atmarama, self-sufficient, still he needs the cooperation of his devotees to increase his happiness, his bliss. And that's why he expands himself in so many living entities, to increase his happiness, his bliss. By loving exchanges, the happiness increases. You know the saying, the more the merrier. So the Lord wants to have many, many devotees to increase his happiness. That's why in the Vedanta Sutra, he is called Anandamayo Vyasat. He's the origin of all ananda, all bliss. All bliss is coming from him. And to increase this happiness, this bliss, he expands himself in so many ways. Swamsha and Bibhinamsha. Both ways. So, once Prabhupada said that Krishna alone is not so beautiful. Only when he is with Radharani is beautiful. So the internal potency of the Lord, Ladini Shakti, the pleasure-giving potency of the Lord, she always wants to see the Lord happy and blissful. And to do that, she is ready to do anything. If Krishna likes another gopi, she go and beg the gopi to come and please Krishna. So once a man challenged me in one lecture. He said, why you Hare Krishna people wasting your time to understand God? I say, why you say so? He said, because if God is unlimited and we are limited, if you can understand God, then he stop being unlimited. I say, yeah, you're right. But being unlimited, if he can't reveal himself to those who are limited, then he also stop being unlimited. He said, well, that's a good argument. So, the Lord reveals himself to whoever he chooses to. And he wants to increase the number of his devotees. That's why he comes to this material world, especially as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And out of mercy and kindness, he took the order of sannyas to deliver all living entities in this world. So, Prabhupada explained that this Krishna consciousness movement is an attempt to increase the number of pure devotees. Once at the beginning of the movement, one devotee asked Prabhupada, how many pure devotees are there in the world? And Prabhupada asked another devotee, how many members we have in ISKCON right now? And the devotee said, well, Prabhupada, around 300. Prabhupada answered, then we have 300 pure devotees. There are 300 pure devotees. Of course, pure devotee means Prabhupada's definition, and there are different definitions, of course, different levels of pure devotees, no doubt. But in one purport, Prabhupada explains that whoever is following strictly the four regulative principles and chanting 60 rounds is considered a pure devotee. So, in that sense, we have many pure devotees. Sometimes people ask, there are no pure devotees in ISKCON. But I may disagree with that statement. Because people have the idea that pure devotee must be seeing Krishna dancing in front of him all the time or something like that, playing the flute all the time. But it's not, of course, that is possible when we reach the stage of prema. According to Bhishmanath Chakravarti, That is only possible when we reach that stage of prema. Krishna may reveal his form to his pure devotee. But any devotee who is following strictly the process of devotional service without deviation is considered also pure devotee. No doubt. Not, maybe not in the highest stage of pure devotion, but is on the way to achieve it. So, whoever is trying to help the Lord to increase his happiness by trying to convince others to become devotees, he becomes very dear to the Lord. And directly he becomes controller of the Supreme Lord. Because the Lord is controlled only by love. And only due to love, the devotees want to please the Lord to increase his happiness by trying to bring more people to Krishna consciousness. Although Prabhupada once said that it is more important than making new devotees, it is more important to maintain the devotees we already have. So both things should be done simultaneously, the preaching and also the taking care of devotees. That's also very, very important. I had very nice experience yesterday in Ratha Yatra. This year I went first time to Paraguay, a country in South America. And I met so many nice devotees there. They have, in one city, Ciudad del Este, they have a nice temple and restaurant, and so many people come and take part in the program. And the lady in charge, Godavari Mataji, she gave me the phone number of her daughter. She's also a devotee who lives in Tampa. So I told her, well, maybe I go. I don't know if I ever go there, but I can call her and speak to her. And so yesterday, the day before yesterday, I called her and told her about Ratha Yatra. She didn't know. She lives there. She didn't know there was a Ratha Yatra. So she was very happy to come with her husband, and she was chanting, dancing, pulling the car. She was so happy. So I felt very happy that I did a little something to increase the happiness of Lord Jagannath. Because the Lord is happy to see, you know, his devotees happy. By loving and serving him, the devotees feel happy, and that increases the happiness of Krishna. So there is an eternal competition between the Lord and his devotees to increase each other's happiness. So there is one story about Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur in relation to dealing with devotees. He went to inaugurate this big temple in Bagh Bazar in Calcutta, big marble temple. Somebody, big rich man, donated, you know, big amount of money, constructed big temple. And when he arrived there, he asked for one particular brahmachari he knew, a disciple. So he was told that this brahmachari was chastised very heavily by one sannyasi, and the brahmachari felt bad, and he left the temple. So he was very sad, very upset. He said, "Oh, if I could change all this marble to save the soul, I will do it immediately. What is the use of all these big temples if I can't save one soul, you know?" So when his disciples saw their Guru Maharaj mood, They were worried, you know, we should do something to try to bring this devotee back, you know. So they were asking questions about him, and they found out that he was joking with one lady, one Mataji, and one sannyasi saw him doing that, and he became very upset. Of course, nowadays that's not a big deal, but that time was a big deal. We were more strict. Anyway, the sannyasi got on his case and chastised him strongly, and he felt ashamed, and he just left. But they found out that he, before coming to the Gaudiya Math, he used to fix watches. That was his job. So they went to all the section where all the, you know, watch shop, and they were looking in each shop for him. They thought maybe he went back to, you know, his older job. And they found him in one of the shops, working there, fixing watches. And they brought him Mahaprasad and told him, oh, our Guru Maharaj asked about you, please come back. And the devotee was crying. He said, I was feeling separation from the devotees and from the temple every day. I was crying, but I felt too ashamed to go back. But I was praying that Krishna, please help me. You know, and you came, so I'm so happy. Please take me back. And when Srila Bhaktisiddhanta saw his disciple back, he was so happy. He was so happy. It is said in Chaitanya Charitamrita that if one doesn't get happy by seeing another devotee, something is wrong with the person. One should feel happy to see other devotees. So Prabhupada is giving an example that sometimes a rich man can't have sons, he doesn't feel happiness, he has to adopt a son to increase his happiness. So this psychology is natural in living entities because it's coming originally from Krishna. So Krishna likes to be surrounded by his devotees. Once a devotee asked Prabhupada, why there are in the spiritual world animals and trees and rocks? And Prabhupada said, what do you want? Krishna will dance the Ras Leela with the Brahma Jyoti behind as scenery. No variety, no. Krishna loves variety. What is the saying? Variety is the mother of pleasure, something like that. Variety is mother of enjoyment, yes. So Krishna loves variety, loves enjoyment. And that's why the impersonalist philosophy is very dry. We were told yesterday, Samayavadi was speaking at the program, but I didn't hear what he said, I had to leave. I just spoke before him, and of course I spoke strongly about personalism and about the eternal form of the Lord, you know, to be true and all this. I wanted to say a little more strong words, but I was told you don't have much time. But I hear that this sannyasi speaking there, he previously used to be an ISKCON member. So, anyway, who knows what he said? Anybody of you was there to hear what he said? Yeah, I hear that. Yes? Yes, Prabhu.
Far away. And it's my understanding, actually, Ayendra told me this, that this man, he believes himself and presents himself as an incarnation of Lord Chaitanya.
That's correct, yes.
Lord Chaitanya.
Yes.
So,
Kripalu. Yeah, Kripalu, yes.
Yeah, Kripalu. Yeah.
Yes.
So this man is a disciple of this man, so we have to question his intelligence, I would say.
Yeah. How intelligent.
That means he really didn't read Prabhupada's Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Yeah, definitely not. I was thinking to tell him, I didn't have the chance, but I was thinking to tell him that Lord Chaitanya was very strict sannyasi, and this Kripalu has like 6 charges of attacking ladies. He was in jail maybe a couple years ago in Trinidad because he attacked a lady and she made charges. And one of our devotees, he's a policeman, he arrested him and took him to jail. He had to pay like $50,000 to, and they paid the lady, and And he was on TV. The devotees showed me when he sent to be, oh, I forgive her, and she made up these things. So they just she was just paid money to drop charges. And this is Lord Chaitanya, Hare Krishna.
Yesterday when we were having a little kirtan inside after the Ratiyatra, I saw him, and so I started chanting Nitai Gauranga, you know, Jai Satchinanda. And he turns and he looks at me like, oh, you're chanting for my guru? And I said, no, I'm not chanting for your guru. We're chanting for my Hapa Boom. But
anyway, so many crazy things nowadays going on in the name of bhakti, you know, the name of religion. And so much confusion. So that's why we have our authority, Guru, Shastra and Sadhu. Without this authority, we can just make up some new ideas, new philosophy. You know? Many people in Bengal, they say they're gurus in the incarnation of Lord Chaitanya. Not only him, many people say that. Is it? Yeah. Yes. Bibinam Sankarnesh. Hare Krishna. I mean, even Lord Chaitanya, he didn't declare openly that he is Krishna, because he came as Channavatar, a hidden incarnation. He didn't reveal directly to everyone. He revealed only to his confidential devotees his true nature, his divinity, but not to everyone, because he played the part of Acharya, part of Guru, teaching others, And he said what was his desire. One day he called his followers and told them, Shuno Shuno Nityananda Shuno Haridas Sarvatra Amara Pragya Koroho Prakash Pratigare Gaya Giya Koro I Bhiksha Bolo Krishna Bhaja Krishna Koro Krishna Shikha. Listen to me, Nityananda, listen to me, Haridas. Let my desire be known to everyone. Go door to door and beg people this alms. Bolo Krishna, chant Krishna's name. Bhaja Krishna, worship Lord Krishna. And Koro Krishna Shikha, follow Krishna's instructions as they are in Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. Put in that order on their heads, both Haridas Thakur and Nityananda Prabhu went door to door to preach to people, to become devotees, to chant the holy name. And in the evening they will bring the result, the Sankirtan results. Oh, so many people promised to chant so many times the holy name of the Lord. We were discussing yesterday that some devotees, they like the kirtan, but not so much the japa. So both things should be there, kirtan and japa. Lord Chaitanya chanted both in kirtan, and he also chanted japa with his fingers. He was counting the chanting. So both things are important. Of course, chanting the kirtan is easier in the sense everybody take part, it's easier to chant, but it's more difficult the japa, because we need more purity of mind to concentrate, and that's make the difficult. So there's a tapasya, it's an austerity. But we should take it as a medicine. If we don't have the attraction to do it, still we should do it as a remedy to our material disease. And what is the material disease is that we are trying to enjoy the perverted reflection of Ananda in this world, which is sense gratification. And we are forgetting our true happiness, which is to please the Lord. Prabhupada gives the example, if you stop in front of a mirror, if you stand in front of a mirror, and you put a garland on yourself, the reflection in the mirror also will have a garland. The same way, if we please the Lord, we are part and parcel of the Lord, automatically we also will be pleased and happy and satisfied. So that's the secret. In the Vedas, there is an allegory that once the senses, they had a meeting to complain about the stomach. So they were discussing all the senses and the mind also. They were discussing, oh, this stomach sitting there doing nothing, we have to do all the work to feed him. He's an exploiter, he's a tyrant, we have to go on strike against the stomach, no more feeding the stomach. So they stop feeding the stomach. And after a few days, they have to have an emergency meeting again, because they were feeling very weak and without any energy. And they, why we are feeling like that? Something wrong. Wow, that's happening since we stopped serving the stomach. So maybe we should try to serve the stomach again. And as soon as they start to feel the stomach again, they immediately start to feel energy and strong and happy. You know. So Krishna is like the stomach. We are like the parts, the senses. We can't be happy unless we serve Him and pleases Him. And Krishna is pleased very easily, just by offering with love, a little flower, a little incense, you know. Chant His holy name, serve His devotees, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, worshipping the deity, visiting holy place, like New Raman Reti. So, it's simple and easy. We make it sometimes complicated because of our, you know, material attachment, we make it difficult for ourselves. But the process of Krishna consciousness is so nice and blissful that gradually one will forget about those attachments and become more attached to Krishna. Prabhupada said, devotional service without material desire is the best, the best thing. But even with material desire, still we have to serve the Lord. Remember that verse from the Shastra, akama sarva kamo va moksha kamo daraditi vrena bhakti yogena yaita purusham param. Either we are free from all desires, or full of desires, or desire for liberation, still we have to engage in devotional service, because that will take us to the highest goal of life. And what is the highest goal of life? Prema Pumarto Mahan, according to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is to achieve love for Krishna. That's the highest goal of life. So, I read some magazine they have there at the about the Ratha Yatra, and I was a little shocked to read that somebody was writing. I don't know if I hope this was not the ISKCON devotee who wrote this, but they're saying something that like Jagannath is some kind of symbol of unity for the humanity or something like that. That the God descend to the human, you know, to be one like them, you know, something like that. I know. Something a little like a little Mayavadi philosophy there. So I explain a little speak, they allow me a few minutes, that the Lord Jagannath is Krishna himself, not a symbol. The Lord is there. He can transform matter into spirit by entering into it. So the deity is not an idol, it's the Lord himself, directly, personally. So anyway, so the science of transcendental bliss is known to the pure devotee. Therefore, the pure devotee is always engaged in increasing the transcendental happiness of the Lord. So that's the secret of pure devotional service, this mentality that we want to increase the happiness of the Lord. The Lord is already happy. Once I met one man on the street, actually I was distributing some books and we have some conversation, that was in Spain, I think. And in the conversation he told me that, why do we have to serve God? God doesn't need our service, He has everything. We have to serve ourselves because we have nothing. I told him, you are contradicting yourself, because if Krishna has, God has everything and we have nothing, if He pleases Him, He can give us everything. I mean, everybody's looking for pleasure, happiness, isn't peace, to become rich, so many things. But the only person who can give us all these things forever, we don't accept. So that's not very intelligent. The only person who can satisfy all our desire, what is that verse? Nitya nityanam chetanas chetananam ekobahunam yovidadhati kamam. That he is the supreme eternal, the supreme conscious person, and although he is only one, he satisfies the desire of everyone. But when somebody becomes devotee and he wants to satisfy the desires of the Lord, oh, that pleases the Lord so much. That makes him so happy. And when Krishna is happy, the devotee, he feels so happy too. Any other questions, comments? All right. Yes, Prabhu here.
Thank you very much, Maharaj. Hare Krishna.
You're welcome.
That's not all I wanted to say, though. The other day, I was watching Mayapur TV, and I clicked on Prabhupada TV. And there's usually only one, two, three, four people watching Prabhupada TV. But anyway, the lecture, Prabhupada was speaking, and he was giving a lecture, and he was very excited, like very excited. He said, all you have to do, you know how this, because you see that Prabhupada and the Guru is always trying to canvass to get more devotees for Krishna.
Yes.
He's trying to make more loving relationships for Krishna to enjoy. Mm. So Prabhupada was saying, it's not so hard. He says, you know how when you love someone, they are always in your heart. Mm. Wherever you go, that person is in your heart. He says, you just have to change that person to Krishna. He made it sound so easy.
Yes.
And it really, in one sense, it really is, because then we have Lord Chaitanya comes with so much beautiful message, and
yes,
Radhe Shyam come to present themselves, and they said, please, we are waiting for you.
Yes.
You just have to come with us. It's yes. not a big problem.
Yeah.
You know the saying, you have to give up all this garbage in the material world, that's all.
Only a small detail, only.
we describe this material world as a very nasty place.
Yeah.
In so many ways, it's such a horrible and nasty place. I mean, it's just unexpected, horrible things happen almost every day.
Very dangerous. Padam param yabhi padam nate sham. Every step there is danger in this world.
And Krishna is saying, I am the original relationship and I am the reliable relationship.
Yes.
I will always be here for you. Like that. Hare Krishna.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's...
Thank you.
Little tidbit.
Krishna is the supreme controller. And his creation is wonderful. We should appreciate Krishna's creation. Although it's temporary, Krishna said, full of misery, still we shall appreciate his creation without the desire to lord over it or to enjoy it. This reminds me in New York Ratha Yatra, 1976, July, Prabhupada attended that first big New York Ratha Yatra, the Fifth Avenue. The day before Ratha Yatra, there was a play by Kunta players that time, and Sudama Swami was directing the play, and that was the age of Kali, and one of the ladies, or god sister, I can't remember her name right now, Rasagya, and she was playing the part of Lust. Kali and his agents, you know, lust, greed, envy. And she was playing so nicely the part that the sannyasi sitting next to Prabhupada, they were not looking at the stage, they were trying to look somewhere else. But Prabhupada was having a red rose in his hand, and he was turning the rose around and smelling it and looking at the play and looking at the sannyasi and smile at them. The brahmacharis were behind Prabhupada. We were watching all this going on. So after everything finished, Prabhupada walked to the elevator to go to his room. It was on the 11th floor, that's a big building, 13th floor building. So Prabhupada turned to the sannyasi and said, "You have to understand the mentality of a pure devotee. When he sees a beautiful woman, he thinks, what a wonderful thing Krishna created, that just by looking at it, man became bewildered." But he doesn't get bewildered because he doesn't have false ego, he doesn't have desire to exploit or enjoy, but he appreciates Krishna's creation. Krishna's craftsmanship. Yes. 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 Yes, yes. No matter what, Prabhupada told Bhakti Charu Swami that at his bedside, he said, "No matter what happens, never leave ISKCON." He told him that. Because Prabhupada knew many problems will happen after his departure, so he told him, no matter what happens, don't leave, stay, try to help rectify. He told that also to Giriraj Maharaj. He asked him, "Prabhupada, now you are here, if there are any problems we can ask you, but what about the future when you will not be among us?" What Prabhupada said, "Well, you are one of the leaders, you try to rectify the situation, try to help, Problems may be there, always will be there, But we have to confront them with Krishna consciousness, philosophy, Do the needful. The important thing, Prabhupada said, the most important thing in a spiritual life is the sincerity, the honesty. That's very important. If we are sincere and honest, Krishna will help us overcome any obstacle in our spiritual life. If we follow Krishna's instruction, Krishna told Arjuna, "By my grace, you will overcome all difficulties in this material existence. But if you don't hear me and you follow your false ego, then you will be lost." Prabhupada once was asked, "Prabhupada, when a fall down is considered accidental?" And Prabhupada said, "If the devotee comes back to Krishna consciousness, that was accidental. Doesn't matter how long it may take to come back, but if you come back, that means was accidental." I remember when I was temple president in Venezuela, one devotee left the temple, some problem, something, I don't know. And I decided to visit him at his house. We took Mahaprasad and went to give him a visit. And he was so grateful for that. And then he came back, after some time he came back, and he remembered. He said, "Oh, I was very depressed, and when I saw the devotees coming to visit me and bring me Mahaprasad, I felt so happy. That gave me the desire to come back. That make me desire to come back." So we should exercise this, feelings of compassion and sympathy for others. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, "If you just speak about your brother fall down, but you don't try to help him by speaking to him about the Supreme Lord and devotional service, then you are not his true friend. Just to mention the problem he has without doing anything to help is not, it's not the best thing." All right, so thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Lord Premanandi.